This is a recorded interview with Jessica Joanna Black. Interview is conducted on November the 19th, 2002 at approximately 21:30 hours in the Public Safety CID conference room. Interview is conducted by Detective K.W. Bishop and Detective J.M. Griffin. Be in regard to our number 252704. Now, to begin with, Jessica, you came down here on your own, didn't you?
The cop asked me, that Officer Rose asked me if I come down here to give a statement. I said, yeah, sure.
Okay. So, I mean, you weren't, nobody arrested you and brought you down here. You came down here voluntarily.
Yes, sir.
I understand that. Okay, and as of right now, you understand you're still, as far as I'm concerned, free to leave. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We want to start on Friday afternoon, November 15th, at about 4 o'clock. I understand from talking to you for a few minutes that it was about 4 o'clock that day you went over to Bubba's house. All right?
Yes, sir.
First off, who's Bubba?
Bubba's the big, tall, black guy.
You know his real name?
No, sir.
If I called it, would you recognize it?
I've never heard his real name before.
Where does he live at?
Devonshire Street, across the street from Mayo. That's what it's like. Across the street to the right, in that blue house.
Okay, you know where Jamel lives at?
In the big yellow house.
Would you say Jamel lives at 734 East Devonshire Street?
I don't know the numbers. I just know he lives in that big yellow house on Devonshire Street.
Okay. And Bubba lives right across the street from him?
Yep. And Sean's think he lives on Gulf Loss at the bottom in the White House.
Okay. Did you ever hear the name Christopher LaVon Bryant?
No, sir.
Or Chris?
Mm-mm.
You never heard Bubba call Chris?
I've only heard Bubba call Bubba. Okay. I asked him to tell me his name a few times. He wouldn't tell me. He said nobody knows his real name.
Okay. Well, so you went over to his house about 4 o'clock.
I showed up there and him and Darrell were outside.
Bubba and Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there anybody else there at Bubba's house?
I don't know if anybody, people were probably inside. I didn't go inside.
Okay. Did some other people come over later?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mel and Rayshawn Stinky.
Okay. What'd y'all do?
We took off and they were, well, everybody except for Mel took off and we were all talking, they were talking about buying some chronic.
Some what?
Some chronic, some weed.
Okay.
And they were sitting there joking around about, wouldn't it be funny, you know, if we jacked somebody and took their money, you know, then we'd have money to spend and they wouldn't have to worry about getting it ourselves or all this other stuff.
Okay. So, let's back up a minute. You said everybody but Rayshawn?
But Mel.
Everybody but Mel went.
Yeah.
So it would be Bubba, Rayshawn, Stinky, and Darrell in your car.
Yes, sir.
And you drove.
Yes, sir.
And that was your black 1986 Mercury Cougar.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, where did you go?
Well, we just went driving around the first time.
How long did you drive around?
Maybe an hour.
Now, what was said in the car about jacking somebody?
Bubba was in the back seat, and he was joking around. He was like, you know, don't you think it'd be kind of funny, you know, if we were out here and we jacked somebody and just took the money, and he started mumbling some stuff, I can understand. And then they were just like, they all got jerked about just sitting there laughing. I didn't pay no attention.
So they were laughing about jacking somebody up?
Yeah, they were just joking. I mean,
Did they name anybody they wouldn't jack up?
No, sir.
They pick anybody?
Mm-mm. They was just like, they just said, I'm saying it'd be funny to do it.
Okay. After you drove around for about an hour and they were laughing and joking about jacking somebody, where'd you go then?
Went back to Devonshire.
Where?
In front of Bubba's house.
Okay. What went on there?
Stayed there about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and then Mel got in the car.
Huh? Everybody else stay in the car?
Yeah.
So now you've got Bubba and Rayshawn and Stinky and Darrell and Mel.
Yeah.
Who is Jamal.
Yeah.
In your car.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd y'all go?
We left. We went riding around some more. And then we went to Dollar General. And everybody went in except for Stinky, Rayshawn and Mel. So Bubba and Darrell went inside Dollar General. They stayed in there about 10 minutes and come back out. And then we took off from there and I was on my way back to Devonshire. And they was like, well, come on, you know, why don't we go to Maxway's? So I took them to Maxway's. All of them went in except for Rayshawn. Rayshawn sat in the car with me. And they come back out. And we were on our way back. And they pulled out some duct tape, or masking tape, whatever you want to call it.
What color was it?
It was silver gray.
Okay.
They pulled it out. And they had it in the back seat messing with it.
And was anything said about it?
They were sitting like that messing with it.
Who had it?
All of them. They were all sitting there just passing it around and messing with it.
Okay.
It was, I mean, and I turned my radio up. I got tired of hearing them. And then we left from there. And we went to the park. And I went to the picnic tables. I got on the back of them. I got to the very edge of the picnic table. I sat down facing the opposite way of where they were. Because I was just trying to get, I wanted peace. I got tired of hearing their rowdiness and their yelling and playing around and joking and all that. And then they was all, you know, I heard one of them say, you know, we'll be right back. And they took off going across the park. And Mel stayed there maybe a second and then took off with them. And I turned around and I looked. And they were about to the middle of the big old sandbox thing. And then I turned around and just mind my own business. And then I hear them yelling and screaming at somebody. And then I hear a bunch of banging.
What were they yelling and screaming?
Like they were yelling and screaming, you know. They was like, get the fuck down, get the fuck down. Give us that shit. Give us that shit. You know, fuck you. And then I kept hearing, you know, banging and shit. And then they come back, you know, acting their normal selves. And they were just like...
Which way did they come back?
From, like, the front of the houses.
Okay.
And they come back and they're like, you know, hell yeah, we got that shit. Fuck him, fuck him. We fucked him up. You know? And then they was like, man is born. And I didn't ask no questions. I didn't want to know. So we get back in the car. I was talking about, take us home, man. We need to change clothes. So we go back home. We're back to their place, back in front of Bubba's. And I drop Bubba and Mel and Darrell off. And I told him I'll be right back. And me and Stinky and Rayshawn will be right back. And then I took Stinky and Rayshawn down to their house. And Stinky said he wanted to go inside and he wanted to take a shower and change clothes. And then they asked me if I want to come in. And I went in for like a minute and then went back to my car. And they came back up and we all went back up there. And then we left from there and we went to Creekside. And Stinky got in an argument with a cop at Creekside.
With who?
With the cop. And he said Stinky wasn't allowed back up there. So then we had to leave. We didn't have to, but I had to get him back. So then we left. And they was like, take us by this guy's house. So I stopped by this guy's house. And they went and knocked on the door. And Stinky went inside for like 5 minutes and come back out. And he got in the car. And we left. And they wanted to go back by the park. And on my way down the park, I didn't even get halfway down. What's that road called? Moravia?
That's one of the streets.
Moravia Street, yeah. I didn't even get all the way down Moravia Street. I stopped about, I was right there at Jed's house. They told me to stop and turn around. So I went and turned around, I didn't think none of it. And I went and turned around and I parked and they was like, that might be our people's, it might be our people's. They let us out. So I let them out. And they went on there and they were just standing there. They wouldn't come on, so I got tired of waiting on them. So I got on my car and I went on there and I asked some old black lady. I asked her. I said, you know, what's going on? And she said, some old man. She's like, this old man lives on here. Has just been beat and his hands were tied together. And he was robbed. And I didn't know what to do because I knew it was him.
How did you know it was them?
Because I remember him going around there. I remember hearing them yelling, you know. And they were earlier that day, they were talking about jacking somebody. I mean, what else was I supposed to think? I hear the banging and the racket going on over there while I'm at the park. And I hear him yelling, you know, get the fuck down, you know. Get us that shit, you know, get us that fucking money and shit, you know? So, you know, I just knew I ain't say nothing. I was scared, I didn't know what to do. And then they was like, man, you know, screw this. They was like, we don't want to be out here without the cops anyway. But I think the reason they wouldn't leave is because they looked over. They saw the feds pulling up, all the detectives and stuff. They said it, when we got back in the car, they said it was the same detectives that had been to their house earlier that week, or the week before, you know, looking for him. And I was like, all right. And then we left, and I dropped him off. And my girl paged me when we come home, and I went home. I got home about 12 at night.
All right. While you were up there, while all the police were up there at the scene and everything, did they make any the guys you were with make any comments to you about, you know, what you were seeing or what happened or anything like that?
They were like, man, that guy got fucked up. They was like, he was fucked up. And when we got back in the car, they said, they were like, I knew that they did. They was like, Jessica. They said, if the cops come and ask you anything, you know, tell them this. Tell them that we were, you know, at Creekside and we went to the mall. And shit like this.
And I was who told you to say that?
They were all sitting there saying that. All of them. They were all adding in some little bit to say. They're all like, you know, say yes. And I was just like, okay. You know? I was scared. I didn't know, you know, if they're going to do that, there's no telling what they would. If I went and told them.
After you got back in the car and they were telling you what to say if the police came, was there any further discussion about what they did to the man?
I turned my radio up so I couldn't hear them. And they were sitting like that. I could hear them mumbling. That was it. I turned my radio up so I couldn't hear them no more because I didn't want to hear them more about it.
They told you that if you were questioned by the police, that you were to say you went to Creekside?
We went to Creekside, we went to the mall.
Okay. Did you go to the mall? On Friday night, November the 15th, did you take that group of guys to the mall?
They were at the mall. They went to the mall on the bus.
When?
Friday. They said they was going because they had bus passes.
Did you take them to the mall?
Not Friday.
When did you take them to the mall?
I think I took them to the mall like sometime earlier that week because I went up there looking for a job.
Okay. Listen, we need to pin down time. But on Friday night, let's just say arbitrarily on Friday night between, say, 6 o'clock in the afternoon and 8 o'clock at night on Friday night, did you take them to the mall?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, I did have to make a piss up with Mom because I was going to be able to meet one of my friends, Jordan, and she wasn't there. And then I had to find them in the mall and tell them to come home because they won the ride.
And when did you have time to take them to the mall if y'all were out doing all this other stuff?
Well, riding around and doing all this other jerk. Boy, man. Because y'all kept telling me, you know, we went to the mine thing. I didn't remember going
told
to...
You,
not y'all. I mean, y'all kept saying, you know, didn't you take him to the mall? You take him to the mall. And I didn't remember going to the mall.
Well, if you didn't go to the mall...
I really don't think I took him to the mall. I remember going up there. I took him with me one time earlier that week, and I went to the mall.
Okay.
Because I went and met Jordan up there.
Okay, well, if you didn't go on Friday night, that's fine. Just, you know, that's fine.
They went with me during that week, earlier that week.
Okay, but you didn't go on Friday night?
Not Friday night, I didn't go. We went to Creekside Friday.
Okay. So they were trying to get you to lie about going to the mall.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They told me to tell y'all that we went to the mall, we went to Creekside, and we chilled. Went nobody out doing nothing.
Now, a few minutes ago when we were in here talking,
you helped us draw a little diagram over there.
Yeah, where'd it go?
Okay. Look at that diagram over there.
Yes, sir.
It's got your name written on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wrote your name on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And does that diagram roughly depict the area of Burgundy Street and Moravia Street and the park?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, from where you were sitting at on the picnic tables in the park,
mm-hmm.
and they left walking away from you, would it be fair to say that they were walking toward Burgundy Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the way they were heading for the sandbox, they were heading towards Burgundy Street.
Did you see them cross Burgundy Street?
And I turned around when they got to about the middle of the sandbox.
Okay. A few minutes after you turned around, you said you heard the banging and the yelling about get the fuck down and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be safe to say that the sounds you heard came from behind you?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would it be safe to say that those sounds came from the direction of Burgundy Street?
They come from over there, Burgundy, yeah.
Okay, let's put it this way. Would it be safe to say that those sounds came from the direction you saw them walking in?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, you gotta remember this thing can't hear you nod, okay? Did you recognize the voices that you heard?
It was them hollering and yelling. I hear them hollering and yelling all the time.
Okay. So you recognized the voices that you heard to be hollering and yelling, get the fuck down.
It was all of them. It was just, you could just...
But you recognized those voices to be Bubba, Rayshawn, Stinky, Darrell, and Jamel.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And a few minutes later, you saw all five of them walking back toward you, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were on Moravia Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did it look like they were coming from the direction where you heard the voices?
Right around there.
Okay. Now, later on, after y'all went back out and went to Creekside and everything, and you were coming back to the park, when you came back down Moravia Street and you saw all the police cars and you could tell which house all the police were focusing on, right?
Repeat that?
Could you tell which house the police were at?
Yeah. They had it roped off and everything.
Which house were they at?
They were at that second house.
The second house from what?
The second house from Burnaby Street.
Okay. So if you were going toward the park, if you were driving toward the park.
If you were on Moravia Street and you were coming down,
uh-huh.
like, you know how the very end of Moravia Street's a dead end.
Right.
If you were coming from that way
mm-hmm.
and you get right at Burgundy Street,
mm-hmm.
it's the second house down. If you were coming that way, it'd be the second house down on your left.
Okay, that's good enough. All right. Now, Now thinking about that house, and thinking back to when you were sitting in the park, would it be safe to say that the last time you saw
the five guys walking away from you, that they were walking in the general direction of that house?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. When you saw them walking back to you on Moravia Street, would it be safe to say that they were walking from the general direction of that house?
Yes, sir.
When y'all stopped the car up on Moravia Street and got out of the car, did the five of them go all the way down to the crime scene tape?
Yes, sir. Went all the way down. They went, they went to the corner of Moravia and Burgundy. Right when Burgundy gets ready to go into Moravia. They went to the corner right beside the first house.
So they went that far down to it?
Yeah, and they looked over at the man they was talking about. They said, man, he's fucked up. Somebody done fucked him up.
They said somebody's done fucked him up?
Yeah. They were saying somebody else fucked him up. And then when I went and dropped him out, Darrell was sitting there joking, saying, well, I ain't walking home by myself because there's a killer on the loose. And they're sitting there laughing and joking about it.
They were laughing and joking about it. When did they tell you that they needed to go change clothes?
Right when we had left the park, after I heard them hooping and hollering and thing, they come back. They was like, man, we need to go change clothes because we got to get ready for, you know, we're going to go to the party tonight.
So y'all went, they went and changed clothes before y'all went to Creekside?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then after you came back from Creekside is when you saw all the police cars and everything?
Yes, sir.
When was it that they told you that if the police questioned you to say that you were Damal?
When we were leaving the crime scene.
So it was after they saw the police and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Since Friday, have you talked to any of them specifically about what happened Friday night?
No, sir.
You haven't had any conversation with any of them?
Not about what happened Friday.
You got it?
Yes, I do. Jessica, I'm going to take you back to when you went to the Dollar General. Who got out of the car and went inside the Dollar General?
Darrell and Bubba.
And did they come back with anything?
Not that you could see at first. Then they got in the car. They had a bunch of do-rags with them.
Do-rags?
Okay. Where are those do-rags at now?
They had them on. Well, Darrell was the only one that had one on. Bubba had them in his pocket. And Bubba, they're probably in Bubba's room.
So they didn't leave any of them in your car?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
The one that Darrell, you said Darrell had a do-rag on? Is that the one he got from the Dollar General? Or is that the one he had with him?
He had one on before.
So he had it on before?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How many of them did they have?
I'd say about three or four.
So then you leave there and you go to Maxway's.
Mm-hmm.
And to your knowledge, what did they get there?
They got some tape.
Okay. I'm going to fast forward you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
To after they come running back from the park. You said y'all left there and eventually went to Creekside, right?
When we left the park, they wanted to go change clothes. Because they said, you know, they had to get ready for some party that night or something like that. So, but then after they changed clothes, we left and went to Creekside.
Who changed clothes?
Mel just walked into his house. I don't think he changed clothes. And Bubba, Darrell, Rashawn, and Stinky changed clothes.
So you drove them back to Devonshire Street?
Yeah.
And they changed clothes at their respective houses?
Yes, sir.
Did you see anything on their clothes when they came back to the car?
I was ready to go. I didn't look. I didn't think anything of it. I was ready to go.
Did any of them complain about being hurt or having any injuries? Or did you see them, you know, holding their hands or anything like they were hurt?
They walked back like everything was normal. They just got in the car.
Well, let me back you up just a second. When they left going over to the house, or walking toward the house, were they carrying anything?
Yes, sir. They had sticks. Bubba and Stinky had sticks. And Darrell kept talking about he had protection. He had protection. And I kept thinking he was talking about a gun. And I told him if he had a gun, that he best keep it up, because I don't like him. I'm terrified of him.
Okay. When you say they had a stick, the two of them had a stick, are you talking about like a stick they broke out of a tree, or you pick up off the ground, or are you talking about a piece of lumber?
It was maybe.
Was it round?
It looked like that thing around.
Did it look like a stick out of a tree, maybe? Or did it look like a piece of lumber, like a piece of wood you'd build something with?
Stick out of a tree.
Stick out of a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they pick it up there in the park, or had they brought it with them in the car?
Picked it out of the park.
Okay. And who all was carrying sticks now?
Bud and Stinky.
Okay. Did they have them with them when they came back?
Mm-mm.
Can't hear you.
Sorry. I keep forgetting songs.
That's okay. Okay.
What about the tape? Was the tape still in the car, or did somebody have it when y'all got out of the car?
I don't know if they had it or not. They weren't carrying it. It was probably in one of their pockets.
When they came back, did you see that any of them had anything on them? Did they have anything in their hands?
I ain't paying attention. I was ready to go.
Did you see any money?
Mm-mm.
Any
I saw
bags, wallets, or anything like that?
No, I saw an imprint in Stinky's pocket. I mean, it looked like a wallet, but none of them ever carry around wallets.
So you never seen one with a wallet before?
Mm-mm.
Was it a thick wallet, thin wallet, or?
I just saw an imprint. I saw a little rectangle-looking square thing in his pocket.
Did it stick out a long ways, or?
Maybe an inch, 2 inches,
I don't know.
Which pocket? I want to say his left back pocket.
Jessica, now I need you to be honest, okay?
Yes, sir.
We talked about this earlier, and you've done very well so far. You said that when they walked away, you just turned around and sat at the end of the picnic table.
When I first got there, I sat at the end of the picnic table.
And when they walked away, you turned around with your back to them?
No, my back was to them the whole time. When they walked away, I turned around and looked at them.
Okay.
And I turned back around when they got back to about the middle of the sandbox, and I was looking at the place in front of me. I was just staring off.
Based on the conversations that y'all had in the car and what you had heard, and based on what they were saying, and based on what was going on in the park, what were they going to do?
I'm going to say they were going to rob somebody. I didn't know who it was going to be. I didn't know male or female. I'd say they was going to rob somebody because they were carrying sticks. You know, they kept talking about, they just, the day, earlier that day, they were talking about jacking somebody, and then, you know, you hear that yelling and the banging, and you know, what else am I supposed to think?
Did you know what they were going to do?
At first, I didn't know what they were going to do, but then when I heard the yelling and the banging, I knew what they had done, and...
Did you tell them to stop?
I didn't even go over there. I just stayed in my spot. And then when they came back over there, I was ready to get out of there.
Who have you told about this?
Nobody.
You called the police or anything?
I didn't tell nobody. I was scared. I didn't know what they were going to do if they found out that I told.
So you didn't call anybody?
I didn't tell nobody. I was scared they were going to hurt me if I told.
Have they ever threatened to hurt you before in the past?
No. I mean, we sit there and we joke around all the time. And they, you know, me and Bubba will joke around. And Bubba will be like, girl, you better shut up talking to this. I'm going to whoop your ass. And just like, you know, joking around.
Yeah. How long have you known
these guys? Maybe a
month. Is this the first time you ever went riding around like this and did something like this?
The first time that I know about them doing something like this.
So to your knowledge, you've never driven them somewhere and they've gotten out in and done something like this or robbed somebody?
I may have, but I haven't known anything else about it. This is the first time I've actually known they robbed somebody.
That's all.
Jessica, you said that when they came back over to the park, you were just ready to go. You were ready to leave because you were afraid. And when you took them where they wanted to go and all.
I didn't want to hurry up and get out of there because then it looked suspicious, like, you know, yeah, you know, that girl knows.
Back to the park, you didn't ask any questions?
Mm-mm. Okay. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to ask no questions. It wasn't none of my business. I wasn't trying to be in the business.
Okay. Then later on, when you went back home that night and you told your grandmother about it and everything.
I told her that we saw that I was with a girlfriend and I saw, you know, where his man had been murdered that day.
Okay. Did you call the police then and tell them anything you seen?
I didn't tell them nothing.
Okay.
I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I was confused.
Okay.
I've never been involved in anything like this before.
So the reason you didn't call on Friday night is you were scared?
I was terrified.
You were terrified of the guys that you had been with, right?
Yeah.
But you went back over there on Saturday morning, didn't you?
They told me to come back. They said they needed to talk to me.
Okay. What did they talk to you about?
I come back Saturday and they ain't even talked to me about anything. It was like, we just wanted to come back, you know, and hang out. So I hung out over there.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want them to think that I was scared of them. I didn't want them to think, you know, that I was afraid of them.
Okay.
I tried to act like I usually do.
Did you go back over there Sunday?
No.
Did you go back over there yesterday?
Nope.
Go back over there today?
Mm-mm.
So Saturday is the last time you saw any of them?
Yes, sir. The Sunday, I got home about 12 o'clock that evening. And then my grandma took my car away from me and I ain't been over there since.
Okay.
Have they been to your house?
Mm-mm.
Do they know where you live?
Mm-mm. They know where my aunt stays. They don't know where I stay.
You got anything? Jessica, you got anything else you want to add? Anything else you just want to say? Okay. All right, that concludes the tape at about 2200 hours.